think it's a pretty shocking decision, really, on behalf of the government. But and in a sense, too, it's hardly surprising because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are intent on getting rid of Irish neutrality and ensuring that Ireland becomes part of the military infrastructure within Europe and within NATO. And this is another step along the road. And what we're seeing, I think, is that the government are going to are doing this by small steps at a time. To when it comes to actually joining the military force in Europe, people, the government will say, well, we've done everything else, so we may as well just do this now, and that'll be it. And that's the way it's going to be. They don't want to have any debate on it because they know that the Irish people don't want it.
So there's kind of no doubt in your mind, although, you know, there's extremely turbulent times, one could argue that we're living in terms of war across Europe, but this kind of defence rearming, this would only kind of worsen kind of tensions, in your opinion, that it definitely harms Ireland's neutrality. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about that. And you know, the thing about weapons and the thing about the weapons industry is that their weapons are no good if they're not used, because then they don't get reorders, and that's the reality of the situation. I remember years ago looking at after the first Gulf War, the American arms industry was complaining because all the weapons that were used in it had already been paid for, so there was actually no return business from it, and that's the reality of the situation. The companies that manufacture weapons need those weapons to be used and want those weapons to be used to ensure that they continue to grow their business, and that's what rearming is about, and that's what military expenditure is about. And Ireland has nothing to contribute and should have nothing to contribute to that. What we should be doing is contributing our voice to a voice of peace and a voice of alternatives, and that's where we should be developing our strengths, and that's where the Irish people want us to be as well, I believe.